Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign. Thank you for agreeing to do this last minute one.
Oh, no, no problem.
I didn't want to miss again.
Keep you in the money. Because I'm sure this is a big draw.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, this kind of just really lets you pursue your other passion projects, right?
Right, right. It's definitely we call it a tent pole.
Right. Yeah.
Given that we talk about boners so much.
We call it a main beam.
Those Damn Ross Kids. Conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
The West Coast, Best Coast?
I did. I went to the West. I was almost in Tijuana. I could see Tijuana.
You could see TJ.
Over some dunes.
Yeah, looking out at TJ, glimmering like a mirage.
Yeah, it's all the cardboard roofs.
Well, you know, you have to put some foil on them. Yeah. I've never been to Mexico and never been to Tijuana. You've been to Tijuana?
I have.
Yeah. Yeah. But you had your daughter with you, so you couldn't go.
No, I could not go. Plus, it's just bad memories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Visited Reno, didn't kill a guy. Went to TJ, killed a guy.
What?
You kill a guy in Reno?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's music, Cole.
Oh, it's is that one John Word Cash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frederick Douglass.
Yeah.
Bono.
The man with the black shoes.
No? No Frederick Douglass Bono? What's his real name?
I don't know what Johnny Cash's real name is.
Do you remember when Trump said that Frederick Douglass was doing great things these days?
Oh, been doing such great things. People are just now realizing that Frederick Douglass is the thing.
Get complacent in relationships when you don't, and then suddenly when you're like, oh shit, Frederick Douglass is gone. He really did a whole lot of good stuff.
Oh no!
Oh, the stuff he did for the Jews in China.
See, this is the thing, right? We started this podcast in 2010 at the halcyon days of
what a time
of Barack Obama's reign. When civility when we liked to pretend that things were not stupid, and so it was a novelty. Things are literally just too stupid for us to make fun of now.
Civility will prevail. That was a better time. Those were good days.
Yeah, it's just man.
Just back when I was drinking.
Yep, there was a lot of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, so sober sucks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've slowed down too. It's just a function of time passing, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I think. I've seen it like it. I know a lot of old alcoholics, so.
It's weird. Again, I don't think
that has to do with age.
Right, I suppose.
Yeah. It's the manner in which your jib has been cut.
Yeah, I suppose. Quit any time.
I could quit. I'll quit right now.
Man, oh, man. But yeah, you're back in town.
Yeah, that's like your opinion, dude.
Yeah, no. Sorry, I'm just keeping track of your whereabouts. Summer stuff.
Yeah, I'm back. I went to the West, and now I'm back. Yeah. And it feels good to be back.
Yeah.
In my own bed.
Yeah. Were you staying in a good spot?
Yeah, it was like a good spot in between bad spots.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Found a good, nice little diner to have some dinners in. It was good. Hmm.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't been doing anything. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
I don't know.
205.
It's This is episode 205 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yep.
Okay.
Your name is?
I'm Chris.
And my name is Cole, and we're here to entertain your asses. Yeah. No. I'm looking at something, so I'm going to do something unusual, and I'm going to launch into a story. Normally, mm-hmm. normally, you know, you go first. I ask you, hey Chris, what's the story? This is from a long time ago, and it's tough because it's from 1998, and I just really feel like it fits the purview. I saw this on Something Awful. Somebody posted it in a thread. It is from page 8A of the March 26th edition of the Star Banner, which is a Georgia newspaper. Byline here is Dan Sewell. The headline is "Student Suspended for Pepsi Shirt on Coke Day." Okay. Officials say act was a deliberate disruption of a school function. Okay, so high school about 130 miles from Atlanta is scrapping for a Coca-Cola like grant. Basically, they call it like a basic resources subsidy or something like that. And so,
all right. Kids got to do backflips in order to get an education.
Right, right. So again, this is like 1998, and so you know times are different. A thing that happened: Coke was giving out first $500 regionally, and then $10,000 nationally to show to schools that showed proper Coke spirit by finding ways to distribute promotional discount cards to students. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they were doing a bunch of stuff like they were having chemistry students analyze the sugar content of Coke, and also home ec students trying to work Coca-Cola into different recipes such as cake batters and stuff like that. Okay.
Okay.
And so the school ended up having a Coke Day, and they had people come along from Coke, executives from Coke. Mm-hmm. to say like, hey, you know, here we are, here's what we're doing, you know, give us our money, please, we're feeding our kids lots of Coke. And so for the photo opportunity, okay, cameras are out, everybody's standing there, they're in their Coca-Cola shirts, and this one student, okay,
mm-hmm.
Mike Cameron, he right before the camera goes off, he pulls up the outer shirt to reveal a blue and white pinstriped button up Pepsi Cola shirt.
Okay.
Cha-ching.
And so they lost the money?
It doesn't say whether or not they lost the money. However, however, the kid was suspended for several days.
God, you could take a severed head to a school these days and not get suspended. Yeah. What a better day, you know.
In the past, when kids have decided to ruin a school picture, occasionally we have some who decide that's the time that they need to do an obscene gesture. They've been given 6 days of suspension, so it's not a new situation. Okay.
Okay.
Coca-Cola wouldn't return calls based on this. The kid's grandpa said, we do teach independence in this country, don't we? The last thing we need is to teach conformity. So
and that's where it started.
Yep. That was the rock that tumbled down the hill that eventually became the snowball. When reached for comment, Pepsi said, without knowing all the details, it sounds like Mike's obviously a trendsetter with impeccable taste in clothes. We're going to make sure he's got plenty of Pepsi shirts to wear in the future once we track him down.
Mm. So where's the follow-up?
I don't have any follow-up.
What does this kid do now, you know?
I don't know. It's a relatively common name.
Does he have diabetes?
See, he's not by the picture of him wearing the shirt, which it looks like he may have gotten from a distributor or something like that. Mm-hmm. He's not a big boy. So got that going for him. But
I meant after all the Pepsi.
Oh, right.
Right.
Well, yeah. Pepsi shirts. The shirts don't have sugar content.
Yeah, but if Pepsi was going to show appreciation, logically they would pay him in Pepsi.
Right, right. They would install a hot and cold running Pepsi line into his bathroom.
Yeah, a hot Pepsi sounds awful.
That's a thing, though. Some people will drink heated up Dr. Pepper is a thing.
Mm.
Yeah, because that's like mold wine. You know, you just drop some fruits and spices in there. Get yourself a punch going.
Got yourself some rancid grape juice that now vaguely tastes like cinnamon.
It really would have been acceptable if this was just in house, but we had the regional president here, and people flew in from Atlanta to do us the honor of being resource speakers.
Atlanta,
these students, yeah, right.
So
knew we
Coke,
had guests.
Coke sends in a team of executives.
Uh huh.
For that day, probably made say $30,000 combined.
Uh huh.
They took a chartered flight, which they probably spent $15,000 on,
mm-hmm.
plus hotel rooms. So that at this point, they've spent like nearly $75,000 getting all these motherfuckers there to give the school $500.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's a marketing push. Schools all across the country are basically marketing Coke for free.
I know. I get why they did it. I'm just saying, why wouldn't they just give the school the money it took to get all those fools out, you know, over there?
Right. Yeah, it's I don't think that getting the money to the schools was the primary goal.
Well, it should be.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you.
I gotta go make some calls.
you gotta get this. You gotta get this ironed out.
I'll be back.
But I figure you would want to know. I mean, this is almost 20 years ago that it started. Okay. And it is right here in this black and white glossy JPEG scan. I guess it's PNG. This glossy PNG scan of the star banner. Here we see where it began. Everything else is just prologue. This is the actual moment
where you go from were to are.
Mm-hmm. So
do you remember reading anything about a guy named Lawrence John Ripple?
No, I remember recently asking you what Ripple was.
Okay. So no. Back in September, he robbed a Kansas City bank. And he told police that the reason he committed the robbery was to get out of living with his wife.
Take her, please.
So he robs a bank. Federal bank robbery charges, okay?
Okay.
So during sentencing on Tuesday, which would have been last Tuesday. No, yeah, kind of, maybe. I don't know. Last Tuesday to us anyway.
Right, right.
He got the opposite wish. The federal judge sentenced the man who pled guilty to 6 months of home confinement.
He got George Bluth.
Yep. No prison can hold me.
Oh, that's pretty great. So yep. Is he also on suicide watch?
Yes, the sentence that was due in part to the fact that he had undiagnosed depression.
Okay, so this is
which, as we've discussed, is just fucking normal.
Right, yeah, like it means you're fucking sane. It means you're paying attention.
This guy's squared away.
Yeah, no, he
eats 1200 calories a day. It only gets 4 hours of sleep.
So he's living like a yogi,
kind of. Yeah. So when the details about the robbery, when police arrived, he just confessed, handed the money back, and was found to have nothing more on his person than a hairbrush and nail clippers.
Taking care of himself.
Yeah. So after he's taken his medication, he says he feels great. Feels like his old self.
But this is
only,
her
only
saying
now that. With a federal bank robbery conviction.
Right.
Feeling good.
Hey, you know, when you cry for help, you never know. You can't determine what kind of help you get when you cry for it. You know.
Well, you do what you got to do.
That's a thing that you see in fiction, right? Which is, oh, man, the person who is either homeless or without a lot of recourse in life, or a person who's like institutionalized, like Brooks and Shawshank, who will just commit a crime because life on the inside will be preferable. I'm not convinced that ever actually happens. I think this guy wasn't really committed to the bit. I think this guy like saw one too many movies and thought, hey, this was going to be my way out.
Hey, did you know that every library has a hidden section that's not readily available to the public?
Except for like rare manuscripts and stuff?
It's in fiction.
Okay.
Under Stranger Than?
What? Like that Will Ferrell movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a thing of fiction, but this is Stranger Than Fiction.
Huh.
Yeah. And I took you on that beatnik walk because I could.
Chris, you built a world for me. You built a world of forbidden libraries and topics and knowledge that would forever be beyond my grasp, except for the one little glimpse that you gave me.
Build it like I build shit out of miniature marshmallows and toothpicks.
Yeah. Mm, like sands through the hourglass. So like we're talking about incarceration, I'm looking up. I don't know if I like swooped this from you or something, but mom gave me a piano made out of matchsticks.
Right, that came from prison.
Right, it was from her old office. An inmate gave to her, and like I've got it. So my desk is up against the mantle now. So I'm looking up at that collage you made for me. I'm looking up at my glass skull, and I'm also looking up at the matchstick piano, which is quickly becoming one of my favorite possessions. It's like a one of a kind thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sorry if you wanted that and I swooped it.
No, you're good. Okay. I don't know. It was never mine.
Right. Right. But that would be something that we would talk about and say, who wants this more?
Hmm. You won.
Yeah.
This time.
Yep.
I got a Fitbit scale.
Oh, one little phone home. By which I mean it's a Fitbit scale. So what? Like, does it sync up with your phone and then like throw your stats directly into your Fitbit app?
Yeah, into my line graph.
Right, right. That saves you a step.
It does.
Yeah.
Thanks for making me feel like I wasted money.
No, I didn't mean, Chris. I'm a person who, with a word, can turn on all the lights in my apartment.
Enjoy your choices.
Right, right. I'm not the person who can like make you feel bad for buying something frivolous. You know,
yeah, it is. It really, really is.
Well, you know,
but it's nice. I mean, it's glass and shiny, and
it's data. You know, I'm the last person who would tell somebody that data is, you know, going to be useless to them. You know,
right, right. Good. See you in another podcast about data.
Yep, can't get away from it.
And all your favorite Star Trek characters.
Ugh. Wow, you knew a Star Trek character. That's weird.
I do. Well, actually, I never watched it, but I watched The Reading Rainbow about the effects that they do.
Oh, because they got that LeVar Burton hookup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So he did the show. Showed how they beamed people up. It was just like a glass beaker with glitter in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, matted or superimposed over top of it.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah,
right, matter.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, I've got a story for you. From up in Maine. It's a little old. It's not 1998 old, but we are well past prom season. Mm-hmm. But the dust has settled. The glitter has been swept up. The pregnancy test taken. This is a story out of Maine. Where one student had a simple request that his evil, evil school board denied. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in Bryce, Maine. Bryce, Maine is the actual. It's in Alabama, Chris. I'm all messed up. So Bryce, Maine is the student. This is in Alabama. He said, hey, can I take my grandma to prom? Because, you see, my grandma, Catherine, Cat we call her, when she was in high school, she didn't go to prom, you know? And so he put together a promposal, you know, and said, "Hey, nanny, I want to take you to prom." He went to the school board and said, "Hey, can we go to prom?" And he said, "You know, this isn't a joke. This is a heartfelt gesture. She's the sole female role model in my life. She's very important to me. I want to take her to prom because she never got to go to prom. It's going to be her last chance to go to prom." And the school said no, because other people might use this as precedent to do lots of grandma prom jokes. Okay. You know, and Bryce, he turned to them and said, "Hey, give me one reason why." And they said, "Oh, alcohol, because she might bring it in and just like everybody gets hyphy, because apparently you can't stop an adult from taking alcohol into a school."
Mm-hmm.
So, they had the promposal put together. Kat, she's left there twisting in the wind. And our buddy Bryce, he ended up, not going to prom.
Aw.
You know, but to be fair, he was going to expose his grandma to a 2017 prom. Like,
right.
What?
Derek, you would think that like fighting that hard to take your grandma to prom would have earned you some trim. So it's kind of hard.
Hey, grandma, stand here and be daggered by Derek while I go and dagger. I go and dagger Catherine. Oh, her name is Catherine as well. Isn't that weird? Exposing his grandma to 2017 prom as he goes out there and gets all of that trium from the it's the prom equivalent of dancing with the grandma at a wedding reception, right? I mean, Will Ferrell told us about that,
right?
Yeah, Will Ferrell and Luke Wilson in Uninvited. Yeah.
I never saw that, but
right.
But what I would say is she's talking with the kids off to the side, you know, and the kids are talking about MDMA.
Oh. She's off to the side giving fellatio pro tips.
Right. All the kids are talking about MDMA, and she says, "In my day, MDMA meant going ass to mouth."
she just like whips out her Sunday to Saturday pill caddy and says, "MDMA, what about GMA MDMA?" She's just out there slinging pills.
You gotta work.
All these kids have incredibly low blood pressure. What's going on?
This room feels amazing.
Yeah, so I figured that was a heartwarming story of a tragedy averted, I think.
Anyway, I have a story that's uniquely
I went to Walmart and I got a little canvas and started doing my handprints around it in paint, and I just put prom on it. Sorry. I just wanted to tell you what is promposal involved.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, amateur hour,
right? Oh.
You got to do a little bit more than that to get a, you know, grandma to go.
Well, if you're going to get the likes on Instagram, you got to do more than go to Walmart, you know?
Right. So I have a story that's uniquely for you.
Okay.
I think you're going to get a kick out of it. So getting your kids to eat more vegetables, getting, you know, really a human being to eat more vegetables these days is kind of difficult. So Stanford psychology researchers decided they were going to try to figure out, you know, how they could get people to eat more vegetables. So the study concluded that if vegetables have an indulgent name like sizzling beans,
we have to rebrand vegetables.
Right. So instead of just plain old beans.
Right. Sizzling beans.
Yeah. Diners are motivated by taste, but labels affect how tasty and filling we think food will be.
Yeah. You know,
right.
Eating, you know, the meal starts with the eyes when they're looking at the menu, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, so if I said, "Hey, why don't you suck on this like delicious succulent cock?" You think that's gonna, think that's going to make you eat that?
I mean, you wrap it up in bacon. Who knows?
Oh, plump.
why is there a croissant roll wrapped around your ding dong?
Right. So for carrots, they called them twisted citrus glazed carrots.
Oh, so they're just pulling, like, this is a backdoor to Fieri, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
it's Flavortown. It's out of bounds, Flavortown.
Yeah, yeah. We're in the Flavortown city limits here. They've gone to, like, one of those. They're keeping Guy Fieri in a flavor-proof suspended cell, like Magneto from fucking X-Men 2. And like, we have one more fight for you to solve. And they just put these vegetables in front of them.
You will give us what we want.
Yeah. So instead of sweet potatoes or something like that, it's zesty slice-ums.
Yeah. I don't know. Sizzling beans.
Sizzling beans. That sounds like a very vile sex act to me.
Yeah. No, that's what I wanted to give you.
Yeah.
I wanted to give you the sizzling beans. I thought that was a good gift for you.
Yeah. No, that's good. That feels good in the mouth.
You know what it cost me? Nothing.
No, no, it's fine. Nope. You're just brightening up somebody's day.
Right.
Yeah.
What, like 3 minutes? No, I'd gladly invest that for someone's happiness.
Yeah. What am I, a monster?
No, I'm not a monster.
No.
Shut up, you are.
Sizzling beans.
Sizzling beans.
But that's a thing, though, right? Like, if I went to a restaurant that just had, like, hey, here are Brussels sprouts, that doesn't tell me anything about what they are.
No.
You know? But if they said, oh, these are, you know, braised Brussels sprouts with a something or other reduction and, you know, served with a side of blah, blah, blah. Like, I guess what I want is just description that right. like a sizzling bean wouldn't actually give you, you know?
Mm, yeah.
What I want is an incredibly verbose menu. Mm.
Well, yeah. You know, what is it? Portlandia thing where the farm to table.
Oh, the cult where they drive out there to learn the cow's name or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get novel about where the bacon came from. Okay. Now we're on to the fixins. They bring you like 9 volumes.
Yeah. It's a information is good. I like having information about my food. Not so much, you know, what's the provenance, but how's it going to be made? Because there's a lot of variation in Brussels sprouts, you know? A lot of different ways that one can go.
Yep.
I got one for you. Okay. Speaking of making things appetizing, or maybe an effort to make them less appetizing, how do you do your laundry? Do you use like a powder, just some kind of powder you put in the drum?
No.
Okay.
People that do that, you're one step away from, you know, rehab.
If you're using powder,
buying a little box as a powdered detergent.
Oh god. Yeah.
Laundromat.
Man, I made the mistake one year when I was on Portland for the retro game show. The hotel I was staying had a laundry, but you had to buy your detergent up at the front. And I was like, okay, well, I hate packing dirty clothes. And there's like $1 for this box of just this rancid ass powder. And all my clothes are black. So guess what was all over my clothes even after I dried them? This powder just in the lines and creases and stuff. It was untenable. Right. Okay, so you don't use the powder. Do you pour some detergent into a cap?
Yeah.
Okay, so you pour some detergent in the cap. You haven't gotten into the. Am I boring you?
No, I just had to yawn. I looked up and the sun was in my eyes and I yawned.
Oh yeah, you're just like a kitty cat yawning in a sunbeam.
Cracked my neck and shit got weird.
No. So you haven't gotten on board with the laundry pod revolution.
No, I am not a pod person.
You're not a pod person. I'm a pod person.
You clearly are.
Yeah, I use the pods, but I use the the Tide Free and Clear or whatever, unscented everything. So,
oh yeah,
my pods are just white. It looks like little miniature versions of those bags of milk we got in kindergarten. But I mean, you've seen plenty of these pods, and they're brightly colored. And maybe, who knows? Maybe in the past we've talked about them being basically this attractive nuisance because they're sold.
Oh, kids were eating them and shit.
Kids were kind of going nuts and going buck wild, saying, "Hey, this looks like candy," because they are they do. I'm looking at a picture of some right now.
Yeah, the blue and the orange.
Yeah, it looks delicious. It looks like a little pouch of like fruit juice or something. You know?
It's like an everlasting gobstopper.
Yeah, except it'll kill you. How many people do you think have died eating those?
Those pods?
Yeah, over the past 5 years. Like
on purpose or not?
How many people committed suicide by laundry pod?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is a kind of suicide. What is it, self-manslaughter?
You think I give up my evening not to ask the hard question?
Jeez. So I can't.
I don't know, like eight.
Eight? Wow. Okay, so over 5 years, you say eight. I would have thought it would have been way higher. It's actually. Oh, wait. What? Okay. Nope, it's eight. Fuck me.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is eight because I was focusing on the six, but I read the article wrong. So here's how it goes. Do you know who they're actually more of a danger to? Because it ain't
illegal
kids.
Illegal immigrants.
it's not kids. It's not kids who are eating these things. No, it's adults. It's older adults with dementia.
Oh no shit!
Right. So. Over
the past, sad. Did mom tell you what grandpa did?
Should I cut this?
No.
Okay.
He bought four Seagram's wine coolers at Walmart. You know, the individual ones?
Right.
That are like different, like really bright colors.
Right.
Huh. So, there was an orange one and a blue one, and it made me think, oh God.
That's
hope he doesn't eat a pod.
Yeah, that's they made that. So I
call mom and make all the pods go away.
Yeah, mom, can we get you a pod safe for the house?
Right.
But yeah, it is pretty.
Grandpa hasn't drank since like the late 60s. So
no, he was proud of telling the story that like a six pack of beer was 10 cents or something like that. And then when it raised to 12 cents, he was like, well, nope, not going to do that. And then it was done. It was like, he's told that story several times. And so his grandma as well. But yeah, that is, did he drink them? Is that his jam now?
I don't know.
Is he rocking it pre-teen style?
I think they took him away.
Maybe it could help. But yeah, so it's not kids who are eating these things. It's older adults with dementia. I would have thought that like crazy more people would have died because of these things, especially when it's kids. Because like the way these news stories are written, you think it's happening all the time. But this is just data for deaths. It's not data for poisoning. So it's probably a lot of kids who are eating them and getting sick because they have parents around who can stop them, and a lot of adults who are alone or unsupervised who eat them and then, you know, don't get help.
Hey, did you know that heroin overdose is now the leading cause of preventable death in America? It's actually more prevalent than car accident fatalities.
Jesus. Does that include things like chronic illness? Like where does it stand against heart disease?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I read that the other day and it was like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's...
So in 2015, there were 2.4 million Americans who suffered from opiate use disorder.
God. What is
2.4
it? 2.4 like?
Million people.
Well, there are whole cities in West Virginia where... pretty much anybody who's on the government payroll is running around with a pen full of Narcon like on their person at all times. It's like, okay, they've got bandoliers on my left. I've got some EpiPens on my right. I've got some Narcon in case I roll up on a fool who's, you know, foaming at the mouth because they got some fentanyl mixed in because they got the kill pill, you know? yeah, that's fucked up. Yeah.
So that's
actually crazy fucked up, because 2.4 million people suffering from some kind of OD, dying of OD death, right?
No, it was 2.4 million people have opioid use disorder, which is an addiction to opiates.
Right. Okay. So 2.4 million people, but there's still more of them dying. It's not proportional. It's just straight up number. More people die from heroin overdose than from car accident. Yeah, so
it is a leading cause of preventable death.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's...
And they estimate that Canada only has 150,000 who are addicted to opiates.
Huh.
Mexico, I think, was 100,000 was the estimate.
Huh.
And we have 2.4 fucking million.
Comedy. Wow. I had never heard those numbers or put it into that perspective.
Yeah, no, they're big numbers.
They're really big numbers. Huh.
So, yeah, forgive me if I don't just bow to your pod story.
No. you're eight piddling people.
Cole, come back to reality. 2.4 million. No, I get it. You want to dance out there with pods, but you quit it.
Sorry. I didn't expect to be dunked on with the world's most tragic stat.
Well, don't ask me for perspective. That is what you asked for, right?
No, it wasn't.
No.
Do you have a story you went around us out with?
I do, but I guess this story just makes me have a lot of questions, and I didn't have time to find answers.
Okay.
So Bob Dylan gave a Nobel Prize speech, which evidently he has to give the speech in order to get the prize. It's part of the process, I guess, of winning a Nobel Prize.
Well, I mean,
so I guess you win, but then you got to do shit in order to actually really win.
There was a spate back in the 70s where all the people that they were awarding the prize to were actually just a bunch of kids stacked on top of each other under trench coats.
Nice. Yeah. So the speech has been called eloquent, crazy, so it's part of the speech. He talked about three works of literature from his childhood.
Okay.
That were influential, one of them being Moby Dick. And 20 of the 78 sentences that he spoke about Moby Dick came straight from Spark Notes.
Oh my God, you fucking dick.
Right.
Bob Dylan. Straight from Spark Notes. So he goes to jail, right?
Because when you're operating
at that level, like the stakes get really high, and if you're busted, if you're busted, just faking the funk like that, it has to be proportional.
Yeah.
If you're Bob Dylan, you don't get to live anymore.
Well,
I think they shoot you on live television for that.
He had to give the speech in order to get the prize, and then he also had the speech was part of him getting the prize money, which is $922,000.
Hmm.
So there's a guy, the University of Minnesota music professor Alex Lubay, said that Dylan's lecture shouldn't be treated like a classroom assignment. His lecture is wild and strange. It's meant to be a postmodern work of art. Any kind of collage technique is fair game.
Collage technique. Oh, man.
Dylan addressed the claims that he had lifted lyrics.
The accurate summary of him lifting lyrics.
Saying that in songwriting, you make everything yours. We all do it.
We're all just standing on the shoulders of giants, man.
We are all just, you know, back pocket full of Spark Notes.
Oh, man.
I got one hand on my Spark Notes and the other one's collecting a Nobel Peace Prize.
Okay, what I need is an animated GIF of him from the Subterranean Homesick Blues video. except it is just the full text of Moby Dick as he drops the cards. That's what I want.
Loop.
This has been Those Damn Roskits.
Hey, Chris, want me to tell them what they can do?
Please.
Okay. We have some changes to the Patreon that we've rolled out. Go to duckfeed.tv/Patreon or patreon.com/duckfeedtv. I set up a redirect, so both work because I cannot say it correctly. But you can start getting episodes a week early if that's a thing that is worthwhile to you, as opposed to just a day early, like the old way. Get more premium abject sufferings. That's at no extra cost. Like, we took that tier where you got one, boom, now you get two. It's good and fun.
Is there a higher, or I thought you had $100 a month one.
Oh, the 125. Yeah. That's to guest on WAF.
Oh, so yeah. Those sell out kind of or whatever.
Yeah. Those are limited.
Gotcha.
Not that we wouldn't like the money, but we want to be able to, make it so that we do things other than, you know, guest episodes.
Mm-hmm.
yeah but I think it's all cool stuff and I'm excited about it. But for this show, you can subscribe in Apple Podcasts and leave a rating or review. I always like seeing those when they come across, and otherwise tell your friends about it, and share it on social media and such. Hey, Chris, did I forget anything?
I think you got it.
All right, cool. Well, sorry, America.
Sorry.